Alicia Lele's record, working with Barr and Armstrong Williams, these other politicos. And we know Barr was behind the scenes going after Trump. And she has these notes, emails, text messages, all of it. And obviously she's got a little bit of a, you know, interesting past herself. She's working with these type of people. And she's a political operative and has worked with Bolsonaro. And then, you know, they had issues with her. But that's what you're dealing with, somebody like Bill Barr. These are people he's using for operatives, according to her information. And I've already said Barr was working with Letitia James and all that, and that's coming out. So we're going to get to the bottom of all of this, but this is a big deal. Former Attorney General Bill Barr held secret meetings to plot persecutions, I would say, of Trump, block his political comeback, and General Flynn, myself, others right there on the list. Let's go back to her. Here it is.
That was like one of the first meetings that I had about this plan they had to go after everyone who works or support Trump. And that was back in September 13 of 2021. So in this meeting was me, Armstrong, Shermichael, and Bill Barr by phone. And they spoke about January 6th committee. They authorized the committee to investigate the events about January 6th. We started like with some names. They also gave a lot of names here. We have like Michael Flynn, Steve Bannon, Rudy Giuliani, Jeffrey Clark, Oath Keepers, Proud Boy People, Proud Boy Group, Scott Paris, Jim Jordan, a group called Stop They Steal, Brad, again, Hafesbergi, Seamus, Ruby Freeman, Patrice Poloni, Alex Jones, Nick Fuentes, and we have some target people, which is like the people they want to target more, and that was like Stuart Rhodes and Enrique Tarrio, in Roger Stone. And here I have a quote. It was like Barr and Cheney once Fox at Roger Stone, Rhodes, and Tarrio, and Bannon. And also in Kimberly Guilford, who is close to Trump. Armstrong goes on TV, or he goes on social media, or he goes over his Twitter account or X account. And he claims he's Republican. He's this person who is, like, extremely patriotic. He loves his country and everything. But at the same time, he was lunch meetings with Bill Barr to plan against Trump and against people involved in January 6th. One of these meetings, for example, was lunch in March 15 of 2022. And this meeting was at Sinclair Broadcast. And in this meeting was when I, like, started to learn more about Fannie Willis and about some guy called Jack Smith and about investigation involving January 6th. I have a quote here that was, like, Barr believes the FBI will raise, and I put it in parentheses, go to Trump House soon. That's when was like, I start to learn and to be sure about what they're doing. Was like, they're planning and they're create crimes and situations to go after everyone. In that meeting, we also spoke about the meeting that we had with Facebook, and the person in Facebook was helping us and giving us direction to create content against Trump and against the January 6th was called Daniele. I called the FBI to report Bill Barr and Armstrong Williams. I have notes of every single meeting. One meeting can be about visa for someone, or another meeting can be about January 6th or RICO case. I have a quote here that was like, Barr believes the FBI will go to Trump House soon. And one thing that I heard a lot is like how they...
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Whistleblower releasing emails, text messages, handwritten notes going back 2021, 2022, 2023, planning the J6 garbage, planning all the different RICO prosecutions against Trump with Fannie Willis. We know he's involved with Letitia James. Bill Barr, former CIA attorney general twice, Trump's attorney general, and he's running around with Facebook and these key people and with the prosecutor gearing all this up, and they got their RICO there. In Georgia, there in Atlanta. So let's, because some of this got broken up. I want to go through these clips again and get some of the stuff we didn't get to. Here it is, back to back.
I have notes of every single meeting. One meeting can be about visa for someone, or another meeting can be about January 6th, or RICO case. In February 27 of 2023, here's my notes. They launched this meeting about RICO case. I do not know if they have meetings before about that. That was the first time that I heard and I learned about that. So they bring that case against Trump. And I remember the biggest conversation they had at that point. It is like, what kind of charges that we can bring against Trump? And they discussed like a few charges under American law. And that's when Bill Barr, and I will never forget that, Bill Barr was like, we should bring RICO because it's a very difficult type of charge to defend. Armstrong has this powerful friends. He's friends with like Bill Barr. He's friends with Ben Carson. He's friend with the mayor of D.C. And he has like all this list of powerful people and people like with a lot of money. I know they do some business together. All the time Armstrong needs something, he calls Bill Barr. Like can be, for example, approve a visa for someone, he calls Bill Barr. Or, for example, do some kind of lobbying with, for example, Turkish Airlines, he calls Bill Barr. Bill Barr is like the person that we call to resolve any kind of problems or situations. Bill Barr was like very focused and bring the RICO case because he explained to Fannie Willis the RICO charge is one of the most hard to defend in court because under the American law, the RICO charge can be anything. Like, it's not very specific. So people who is charged with RICO case, they have a very hard time to defend themselves. We had this meeting with Fannie Willis. At that point, I didn't have idea about her, what she'd work with. I just don't know her. And she presented herself as like someone who's close to Armstrong, someone who's attorney. And all the time I was like, okay, it's just like one more meeting that we had. And then in these meetings, that's when I started to take notes and like try to keep everything that to prove that what's going on. One thing that I understood very well is like Bill Barr and Armstrong and all the politicians too, they're very focused like in how they go to stop Trump. And one thing that I heard a lot is like how they go to prevent America to have Trump again. So in my views of politics, what I think it is, they probably realized very soon that if Trump runs again, he probably will win the election as he did. So in that point, they just want to like prevent that. That was like one of the first meetings that I had about this plan they had to go after everyone who works or support Trump. And that was back in September 13 of 2021. So in this meeting was me, Armstrong, Shermichael, and Bill Barr by phone. And they spoke about January 6th committee. They authorized the committee to investigate the events about January 6th. We started like with some names. They also gave a lot of names here. We have like Michael Flynn, Steve Bannon, Rudy Giuliani, Jeffrey Clark, Oath Keepers, Proud Boy People, Proud Boy Group, Scott Paris, Jim Jordan, a group called Stop the Steal, Brad, again, Hafesbergi, Seamus, Ruby Freeman, Patrice Poloni, Alex Jones, Nick Fuentes, and we have some target people, which is like the people they want to target more. And that was like Stuart Rhodes and Enrique Tarrio and Roger Stone. And here I have a quote. It was like Barr and Cheney once Fox at Roger Stone, Rhodes and Tarrio and Bannon. And also in Kimberly Guilford, who is close to Trump. Armstrong goes on TV, or he goes on social media, or he goes over his Twitter account or X account, and he claims he's Republican. He's this person who is like extremely patriotic. He loves his country and everything. But at the same time, he was lunch meetings with Bill Barr to plan against Trump and against people involved in January 6th. One of these meetings, for example, was launched in March 15 of 2022. And this meeting was at Sinclair Broadcast. And in this meeting was when I like started to learn more about Fannie Willis and about some guy called Jack Smith and about investigation involving January 6th. I have a quote here that was like, Barr believes the FBI will raise, and I put it in parentheses, go to Trump House soon. That's when was like, I start to learn and to be sure about what they're doing. Was like, they're planning and they're creating crimes and situations to go after everyone. In that meeting, we also spoke about the meeting that we had with Facebook. And the person in Facebook was helping us and giving us direction to create content against Trump and against the January 6th was called Daniele. I called the FBI to report Bill Barr and Armstrong Williams. I have notes of every single meeting. One meeting can be about visa for someone, or another meeting can be about January 6th or RICO case. I have a quote here that was like, Barr believes the FBI will go to Trump House soon. And one thing that I heard a lot is like how they go to prevent America to have Trump again.
All right, folks. I'm going to move off of this now, and I know so much about this that it makes the top of my head blow off. I don't like know too much. So I'm trying to like keep track of this, talk to some sources, But just we knew Barr was in the middle of it the whole time. With Letitia James, Fannie Willis, all of it. So it all kind of conflates together. And we know Sinclair Broadcasting, you know, all of that. Not all of them are bad, but it's like a government cutout. And I've had my own run-ins with it that I've never talked about, so. So I want to hit all this other news the time we have the next 45 minutes before Owen takes over. We have Kennedy with huge announcements, huge actions. We have massive developments in Israel. Huge developments with the peace deal with Ukraine. It's here. I mean, it's very close. The fish is up to the boat. We have the Texas legislators running off, and now the FBI after them, and that's all about redistricting. We've got that. You've got everybody attacking Kennedy over the poison shots, you know, the usual suspects, Colbert and others. And then I've got some other ridiculous stuff to get to, and some other big court victories against tyrants. There's been so many today. Brazil senators just slammed the brakes on Justice Moraes, who's been basically running the country as a tyrant. So good news out of Brazil, which ties in everything we're doing. It's all coming up today. But I just want the bad guys to know. We have the CIA documents. We have the FBI documents. We have the Obama documents. We have the testimony in court. We have the undercover videos. We have insiders, whistleblowers. It's not been brought forward yet. And now we have Bill Barr, who we knew was involved with Letitia James in New York, quarterbacking stuff against Trump. That's exclusive. And then I see Fannie Willis now, and all this is coming out. And now they're all under criminal investigation, grand juries. It's all in the news. And it's Ed Martin, who I told you months ago, word is going to, he is leading it, but word is they're going for it. And that's what I told you back at the time. I said they're going to hit at the prosecutor level. They want to go after prosecutors and judges in the lawfare because then they're going to get them to turn on everybody up the chain. But they're also planning another round where they're going to hit right below the top, Brendan Clapper, Comey, his daughter, Hillary, who doesn't have immunity. And when that's all done, they're going to retroactively impeach Obama to strip him of his presidential immunity. And I told you that before it got announced by Schoen, Trump's main lawyer, last week. So I'm in the middle of this, and it doesn't mean it's all going to happen. But all this action is the opposite of what we had in the first Trump administration. So what they did trying to kill Trump and all the things they did have awakened the sleeping giant. And now you got them finally getting ready to these horrible Obama, Biden ring race that ran Jan 6 and ran the Mar-a-Lago raid, all this. And then Kyle Serafin and O'Boyle and others have been exposing him for 6 months. They get removed and fired. And then I see the Israel lobby attacking O'Boyle and Serafin and Q people attacking them. Now, the Q people themselves are obviously mentally ill and low IQ, but you know, you're a panicking. It's the plan. Serafin's going to get put in jail. How dare you attack Bongino? When the very Q-tards are like, yeah, we're going to get the FBI guys that raided Mar-a-Lago. This is them. And then the guys that put their neck on the line and lost their jobs, they're the traitors because Q said. Yeah, Alex Jones, he's not real. 4chan said, Q said, it was written on the bathroom wall, but he's just in all these documents constantly. They wanted him indicted in jail. But, you know, that's all the deep state and declassified documents that Jones had to be destroyed and Trump had to be destroyed. But Jones can't be trusted. He's just been known forever and his track record's clear. This is the mental illness. And it's the Israel lobby and others. They're all in there. Oh, Jones isn't a real MAGA. Ben Shapiro is. Take your shots. Never Trumpers. They're the real thoroughbreds. They've been around. They just had immediately billions of silver spoons stuck in their mouths. I started out on Access Television 31 years ago. a local show 30 years ago. 2 years later, weeknights, syndicated, that I called up a satellite company and said, can I pay to be on your satellite? Yeah, $3,000 a month for 2 hours a day. I went and paid I had to pay at the station to put in the ISDN line. They said, oh, sure, kid, you're not getting on stations. Then I got the whole radio reporter thing where you could contact all the stations. And I sat there on the phone myself and called hundreds of talk stations and said, hey, I'm on this. You ought to pick me up. And I got stations to pick me up, a few dozen the first year. And they all had, suddenly they called back and go, kid, we got you on rebroadcast at night. You've doubled our ratings. Put me on prime time. And they did it. Ratings came in the next 6 months. My God, in some cases, we were number one. Little 1,000-watt stations, 5,000-watt stations, suddenly number one in major cities. Then the 50,000 waters came. All because I picked myself up by my bootstraps. But I couldn't have done it without the listeners back then. And I, like other talk shows, sell a coffee mug, a newsletter. I already have a local access show. I got cameras. I know how to edit. I'll make films. I'll show people. There was no video on the internet really then. Just GIFs. And I put those first films out in 97, 98, 99. And suddenly I had a couple million dollars every year. So I got a little office and got better computers and hired some crew. And first few years, I was every night in my living room with the 30 or 40 orders that were coming in at first, packaging them, putting their name down. My dad came over, taught me with a 1-800 line how to put it to the computer where they could call for customer service and even order via that. And it was my dad and me on top of all the business he was doing in managing dental offices. And I would sit there for the first couple of years. And then it got to where I had like hundreds of packages a night. And my dad and mom would come over and my sister. And they would just sit. And I said, we got to get a shipping department. So we looked at all the shipping places. They were expensive and stuff. So my dad said, well, why don't you just get a little warehouse and hire some people and do it? We started doing that. Literal grassroots. And now look what we've done together. No, I didn't take, those hundreds of thousands of dollars started coming in at first and millions. I didn't sit there and go, well, I'm going to buy a Ferrari. I'm going to buy a big house. I was making a couple years into it, like $5 million a year gross. And there I was in a nice little 3-bedroom house in a blue-collar neighborhood, happy as a pig, and you know what? Because I was reaching millions of people, and I was winning, and I was fighting evil, and it felt so good. Nothing wrong with money, but not if you sell out for it. The money to me was just a tool, and I'd rather put it as political ammo to blast at the enemy. I mean, I did little stuff a few years, once I got successful, like, I want a motorboat. So I bought a $20,000, 22-foot Glastron boat for $20,000. And it was sitting there in a marina parking lot, hadn't used it in years. And that was the one thing I forgot to declare. And they got like this 25-year-old Glastron, probably worth like $2,000. Engine doesn't work, broke down, flat tires on the trailer. And they're like, we got him. He had a secret boat. That was so funny. Absolutely hilarious. Yeah, I got all this treasure, folks. Why? We're selling off his final assets, a 2017 Expedition. But none of that stuff means anything to me. Sneaking into Bohemian Grove, getting Trump elected, breaking all the thousands of big stories, having all the scum of the earth hate me. That's like, to me, like Alibaba's cave of rubies and diamonds and emeralds and piles of gold. And I'm the richest man in the world. I really am. But I need money to fight these people. And I can sit here all day and tell people, hey, we've got really great products. But people are so trained from birth to be set in front of the television in their dirty diapers. There's so many programs, so many clips, so many shows. It's all taken for granted. Like, oh, yeah, everybody's asking. Everybody's selling. There's over-advertising everywhere. There's a glut of everything. Yeah, okay. Everybody asks for money. Yeah, they're not InfoWars. They're not Alex Jones. They're not in all the enemy hit list to be taken down for a reason. If you don't know how to bet, if you were a betting man, and I'm not, but I know how that stuff works. Probably gambled 20 times in my life. That counts poker games. If you don't bet on the number that keeps winning, you're stupid. And I'm not being mean about it. If everybody would just start donating and word of mouth the most hardcore organizations that are out there, and I know a minority of you do it, and you're the reason we're winning. If I could get the vast majority of people to realize, when you buy something from InfoWars, when you buy something at thealexjonesstore.com, when you get great supplements and great Patriot t-shirts and the Venture to Wear and ball caps, you're defending yourself. You buy insurance from a flood or a fire or from theft, but you don't buy insurance by going down and finding out what's being taught at the school, public or private. They're all pretty bad with grant money by the globalist, BlackRock and others to brainwash your kids. You just put your kid to school and just trust, right? You don't go to city council sometimes. You don't look at what's going on locally. You don't invest. I know this audience does. That's why you're here. But people think like it's weird to care about how things work. We're in this position because people have advocation, like when you give away your crown. That's what it means. You've given away your future. You've given away your birthright. Like Cain and Abel. Abel been out hunting and gardening and stuff and had this big nice spread and all this food and everything and was sitting there cooking a nice roast. And Cain walks in and says, give me some of that beef and that big stew you got there. And Abel looks at him and says, you lazy ass. Didn't say that. Give me your birthright. Sure, I'll sell you the whole mountain, the whole farm that mom and pop are going to give us. I'll give you everything I got just for one meal. And Abel said, sure, I'll sell it to you. And then when Cain later figured it out, that he made a mistake, that he was an idiot, that he sold out his birthright, he killed his brother. He didn't take responsibility for what he'd done. He wanted it quick and easy right now. Well, this is 31 years in the making, baby. None of this has been quick. None of this has been easy. And that's why it's so strong. Like an oak tree been growing for 500 years. Hard to kill. And when it finally falls down, it's already put up so many acres in the ground. Have our enemies looked around at the whole forest around us? And our acres ran into the river? And went on down the stream, they're growing for 1,000 miles out from here to the coast. You think you get this oak tree? I already moved on. Now, I already have important work to do. And this oak still stands. But if they think cutting this tree down is going to give them a victory, they got nothing coming. But the oak will be more revered once it's felled. The prophet's never known his own country. And that's okay until he gets martyred. And I don't want martyrdom either politically or literally, but if it comes, I'm all good because I'm doing what I was meant to do and I'm standing strong. Have you taken action and stepped into your own destiny and realized this is not your average broadcast, not your average bear, more than meets the eye? Are you supporting? Go to theallshowstore.com right now and step into history.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I'll say this. See, this is the beauty when we deal with actual facts. Mm-hmm. I'll go straight to the United States government policy. You have what's called the National Security Study Memorandum 200, also known as NSSM 200, which was authorized, written under Dr. Henry Kissinger, who was the 32nd Secretary of State under President Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Pardon me. Documentation. Now, this is all we go straight to what the U.S. government has stated. Mm-hmm. He stated, quote, depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the third world, end quote. They literally stated in this documentation that we need to get rid of 2 to 3 billion people on planet Earth. Outside of that, you have something called Global 2000, which was also authorized under Jimmy Carter, outlining how food can be used as a weapon. Outside of that, you had someone by the name of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was a former advisor to President Jimmy Carter, who stated, quote, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people than to physically kill a million people. He said, but now it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than it is to control, end quote.
It was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control.
So what you're dealing with is the food, the air, the water, reproductive services, Planned Parenthood, and all these different arenas are being used to go towards an effort of getting rid of human beings, black, white, and all in between, by the billions.
I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are diehard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
But at this point, they are looking at the reality that people are waking up too fast. They didn't expect us to wake up too fast, hence social media being a problem, a gift and a curse.
I've studied the pieces. We've got the owner's manual. We've got the blueprint. And let me tell you, it ain't pretty. UN climate change official says we should, quote, make every effort to depopulate the planet, close quote. There is pressure in the system to go towards that. We should do everything possible to carry that out. I mean, these people are totalitarians. It's eugenics. It's depopulation program. That's why this is the biggest subject that we could possibly cover. It's the reality. And so you think about that, and you think about what's going on long and hard. You better look into it, folks. You better find out it's real, okay? You think you're freaked out by this? I know why a lot of you are in denial.
So now that we're waking up so quickly, they didn't expect the masses of humanity to rise up, wake up, become aware of what this government's agenda is. And because of that, now they're trying to figure out exactly how to get rid of people. They said these white folks is waking up. They're coming against us, their government. Black folks is waking up. They're coming against us. So now at this point, they're like, well, just get rid of them all.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Siloed on X, and which is fine, where it's just all a bitch fest about Trump. And hey, I'll bitch all day when he's wrong. I'll come down on him with both feet. And that's why people listen to me when I do it, and we get a big effect. But I'm talking to everybody. Don't be like the Q-tards. We're invincible. Everything's fine. You don't be engaged. Don't be involved. And then don't be like the neocons over there saying don't question Trump when he wants to blow up Iran or whatever. So you don't want to be on one of those opposites. We're all doomed. Nothing good's happening. Oh, everything's fine. It's a lie. Kennedy is like Godzilla attacking Tokyo with Big Pharma. I mean, it's just, he's moving so fast, doing so much good. And I know major whistleblowers. And I'm not going to say their names right now because they're coming on the show next week. They've been on before. But like big ones that took down key globalist operations. And they were pissed the last 5-6 months. Hey, it's not moving quick enough. Hey, this and that inside HHS. You know, this and that. Now they're in the administration wrecking stuff. And they're like, oh my God, we're in here. We're going after them all. It's incredible. And I'm like, yeah. That's what I told them. I said, just give it patience. Because I've been on air 31 years. And we've gained more ground the last year than we gained the last 30, okay? So I'm watching us go from 5 miles an hour to 800 miles an hour. And people that are all informed think, well, this should just be so easy. It ain't easy because we got a vet in government and corporation who's got balls and who doesn't. And this country, as we know, is full of a lot of good people, but it's also full of a lot of yes men and pussies. So I hope everybody has enough respect for me and the fact that I've on record got one of the most accurate track records to listen to me. This irrational exuberance that everything's fine, go back to sleep, is poison. It's cyanide. And then not as bad, but still kill you. Arsenic is we're all screwed, run for the hills, it's all over, put your head between your legs and kiss your ass. You're a chump if you're optimistic. That's a cop-out by people that don't want to use their brains because they're smoking so much dope or taking too much Prozac. Now, I was going to get to Kennedy, and we'll do that, but look at this. Trump just made crypto 401k protected, totally legitimate. Trump just made us the main Bitcoin reserve. Trump's winning on all the trade deals. Trump just banned all the windmills that are total scams. And now this. President Trump has ordered all federal agencies to delete employees' COVID-19 vaccination status. That's killing the database. What we heard was coming. I told you Monday, the word on Kennedy. That's Kennedy. So that they can never have that database again. They also must delete any records of vaccine noncompliance and exemptions. Total Nuremberg Code violations. Trump just did that. Finally, nobody discriminated against for refusing the vax. He's got a new census to pull the 30 million illegal aliens out of there that got them 30 new seats. The corporate media is spinning this as a victory for Putin. Putin beat NATO. Putin's out producing conventional munitions 3-1. Zelensky has exhausted his troops. Putin always said, I'm going to take this key corridor in eastern Ukraine for a resupply down to their Black Sea port they've had for only 500 years. And that's always been the deal. And Trump always said, if they make that deal, Zelensky has to take it or leave it. And if he doesn't, the United States will pull all intelligence, and that means the control of the weapons and the satellites that NATO uses, and Russia will take the whole country. And Putin said, I don't want the whole country. But as you heard months ago from Victor Boot, if Ukraine doesn't take that deal, Russia's going to invade Kharkiv, and then from the east to the west, and from Belarus from the north to the south, Kyiv. And they're going to do just like the Israelis do. In World War II, the Russians just went into cities and leveled them. Didn't even give people a chance. They're going to surround those cities and say, you got 2 weeks to come out. And if you're women and children and people, you can go on. But if you don't, we're going to level it. And they're going to level Kharkiv and Kyiv. And I mean level it. They'll level both those cities in a week. They'll roll up heavy artillery. And the Russians' love of those missile batteries with 2,000, 3,000-pound munitions per missile. And they're going to level the whole damn thing. And Zelensky's going to get hung up by his feet. So, like Mussolini. So he can leave and he can take a stolen loot, or he's a dead man. Now, don't think that his NATO backers in the Northern group are going to give up. There's a very good chance they'll set off a nuke and blame it on Russia, or attack a nuclear reactor, or blow up some ships. This meeting's going to happen probably this weekend, probably Sunday. They're hammering out the final details. Maybe Monday. It always takes longer. But we are in prime danger zone right now. So my dad's getting ready to have heart surgery. His part of his brainstem's blocked. I'm spending as much time with him because, he's cognizant part of the time, not part. It's bad. And I'm not whining. I'm just saying that, I think of myself as tough. And I've already accepted the stuff that's coming. But then I start thinking about my dad being so sweet when I was little. All things he did. And then I think about these Democrats harassing him and my family. And I just swear to God, you're going to pay. That's all I want you to know. I just guarantee you. And you guys, I just want you to know. But despite that, and my daughter wanted me to take her, my youngest daughter was begging me to come spend the day with her tomorrow. Well, they'll get me till about 1 o'clock tomorrow. Because I'm coming in at 2 p.m. to do an emergency report on all this stuff and the latest developments, and I got to wrap my mind around a lot about all this. Because here's the deal. There won't be any place for my four children in the future if we don't do this. And that's what I'm trying to get across to viewers and listeners. This ain't time to play golf and screw around and polish your Lexus. That's all fine to do that if we weren't in a crisis mode. My dad's decided to have his surgery. He likes a surgeon in another Texas city. I'm not going to be there when my dad has open heart surgery for all the cardiovascular issues he's got right now. Even though he had to opt into it and sign on to do it because there's a good chance it'll kill him. It's not because I don't want to be there. It's because I got to be right here because our enemies want me off the air because of what we're doing every day, every mind, every person we wake up, and as we try to stop nuclear war. I have to stay here just like when you're on deployment in a war and you don't see your wife for a year and she's screwing the mailman. It doesn't matter. You stay at your post. But then I can only stay at my post, and that's why I'm doing it every segment, because we just went back into the red. And I cannot believe that 99% of you never buy a damn thing at the AlexJonesStore.com when all you get delivered is victory by this broadcast. Our enemies know we put Trump in. They know we got RFK Jr. in there. And the nomination. He's thanked me for that. That's why they told me when they were going to have the event. They know all that, folks, but I can't do it without you. I've never even tried to go out and get big money and crap. I've never tried to go to the establishment and get it. I get it selling T-shirts and supplements. So I just leave it all on the field. It's the greatest frustration. I say 99%. It's like 99.8% never buy anything. We have tens of millions of viewers a day and listeners. And like this tiny fraction, ever buy anything. If just 2% bought something, we'd be 24 hours a day and have reporters in every country in the world. And just what we've done has been so powerful against the enemy. And but that's the history of the world. Even people who think they're awake, it's still, they're awake, they know what's going on. How could you be awake to what's going on and then not support what the enemy hates the most? But to people watching, it's just like, it's an entertainment thing. It's like, oh yeah, it's just so bizarre that even the awake people don't lift a finger to save themselves. I mean, you know, at these city councils and school boards everywhere, they're still having gay pride and trying to teach your son to be another sex and brainwash him. And, you know, the few parents that go, people are like, oh, I'm glad they did it, but why don't you? I'm not mad at people. I'm just like, they say, oh, thank you for what you're doing. Oh, thank you for fighting. How would I not fight that? What is this? I don't think of myself as extraordinary. And that's the issue. Fighting tyranny and standing up for yourself is not a virtue. It is an absolute prerequisite. It is a default. There ain't a damn animal on this planet that isn't territorial that survives. I'm territorial, people. I don't like some horrible scientific dictatorship coming and saying my species sucks and they're getting rid of all of us and they're poisoning the food and water. I'm like, what the hell? You're a bunch of jerks. And I'm like, hey, people, join me. Let's fight these people. And half people go, oh, he's crazy. And the others go, oh, appreciate you, but I'm not going to lift a finger. I'm just like, okay, whatever. Because it's that tiny percent of people, as it's always been, that changed the world. And I want to thank those that have supported, and you know who you are, and I salute you. Because all I want to do is fight these people and win. And even despite the fact a tiny fraction financially support us, we're still winning because of those people. They decided to be chosen. They decided to take the call. They decided to take action. And they're the champions of why we're having the victories we're having now, and I salute them. I mean, if you won't come in and join us right here on the cusp of the big wins, right in the fulcrum of the battle, I don't understand it. It's a spiritual sickness. Because the left and people that are deceived, they fight us, but how could people be awake and not support those they know are over the target? It's bizarre. It's really hard to understand. But everybody's been brought up as a spectator. So there's this thing of like, well, if I actually ever went and bought something in the AllShows.com, I would be part of this. No, I'm just gonna watch like a voyeur. It's like guys that watch porn all day instead of going out and getting a girlfriend and a wife. Porn is annoying, actually, when you're in a great relationship. Porn is like going and buying a blow-up doll that you... I see this, the left promotes it. These men that have like blow-up dolls, like, this is my girlfriend, this is my wife, and it's a blow-up doll with fake hair and all this. That's the same thing. It's not the real thing. You got to get on the field. You got to get in the arena. Who cares if women reject you when you ask them out? Who cares if they screw you over later? Who cares if they act like bitches? Who cares? That's all part of the life because the children come out of it. And you also have great times. It's people fearing the struggle. The struggle is life. It's what it is. That which doesn't kill me only makes me stronger. I was strong when I was 15. I was strong when I was 20. And when I got soft fighting tyranny, not taking on the mantle of a leader, just thinking I'm just doing this, almost because I thought it was arrogant if I was the leader. A power trip if I was the leader. Then out of only being attacked and trying to be destroyed because they'd recognize me as the leader, that I finally step into the office and says, I am the leader. And I don't mean the leader, but a major leader. I'm already recognized. I'm already in that office. And just because I didn't want it, doesn't matter, I was given it. And now I will defend it. And now I will fight to the death. Or I will be destroyed. That's why my enemies are my greatest friends. Because they come to destroy me, and they force me to be the man I was designed to be, and to step into the office, and to level up. So Newsweek, U.S.-Russia peace deal proposed. Huge win for Putin. No, he already won. IRS commissioner, long to depart. Treasury Secretary, now the head of the IRS. Trump prepares to get rid of the income tax. U.S. tells federal agencies to remove records. I mean, folks, it's going down. Texas House Speaker announces increased punishments for Democrats. Paychecks must be picked up in prison, in person. 30% Democrats, office budgets cut. $5,500 day fine. Must appear in person for any reimbursements. Banned from sending newsletters. Possible arrest by FBI. Ken Paxton now suing. Beto O'Rourke is paying him off to do it. Arrest his ass for racketeering. But let's get to this. RFK Jr. on mRNA vaccines. It turns your body into an antigen factory. Then, doctors being paid off, pediatricians to poison kids. We've done this forever. He's talking about it. This is action. Here it is.
RFK vaccines, you know, from COVID don't work against upper respiratory infections. They don't work very well, let me put it that way. There are two problems with them. One is they target a single protein, which drives what's called an antigenic shift. If it drives the virus to mutate, and it actually can prolong the pandemic. And we saw that during COVID. People took shots, mRNA shots, for the original COVID variant, and immediately mutated into the Omicron virus, to which the vaccine was ineffective. And that's what it does. And the other issue is that it, the way that it distributes in the body, the way that it migrates in the body, there's no control over it and no predictability. So it goes to every organ. It turns your body into an antigen factory where you're manufacturing antigens. And different people need different loads of antigens. And in a regular traditional vaccine, the antigen content is very carefully controlled for that reason, because you can injure people. And we've seen now these epidemics of myocarditis and pericarditis, particularly in kids. And for upper respiratory, for some illnesses, mRNA vaccines may be very useful, and and that would include cancers. But for upper respiratory infections, we canceled 22 trials for upper respiratory infections.
Hi, I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You're HHS Secretary. Let me ask you something. Should doctors make decisions based upon what's best for their patients or based upon what makes them the most money? It's not a tough question. We've inherited a healthcare system that constantly pushes doctors toward the latter. It rewards certain treatments not because they're better for the patient, but because someone profits. Take what happened during COVID. Hospitals were paid to report staff vaccination rates. Those numbers were fed into the National Healthcare Safety Network, then published on the CDC website to shame any hospital that refused to become an enforcer of federal vaccine mandates. Today, I'm proud to announce we've eliminated that policy by repealing a dangerous Biden-era provision in the CMS inpatient payment rule, and we're not stopping there. We're scanning every corner of the healthcare system for hidden incentives that corrupt medical judgment. What we're finding is alarming. Doctors are being paid to vaccinate, not to evaluate. They're pressured to follow the money, not the science. We've recently uncovered that more than 36,000 doctors had their Medicare reimbursements altered based upon childhood vaccination rates. That's not medicine. That's coercion. It's immoral. It has no place in a constitutional democracy or in a system that claims to protect children. Medical decisions should be made based upon one thing and one thing only: the well-being of the patient, never on a financial bonus or a government mandate. Patients deserve honest, uncorrupted advice from their doctors. Doctors deserve the freedom to use their training and to follow the science and speak the truth without fear of punishment. Doctors should be guided by medical judgment and their Hippocratic oath, not by financial incentives or government mandates. That's what this policy change is about, and it's just the beginning. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you know, for all the talk show hosts everywhere that just love to bash Trump 24/7, Kennedy is wrecking them. Just this alone is so beautiful. And we knew this a long time ago, depending on the year and how it breaks down, particularly pediatricians. If they give the kids all the shots, they get a couple $1,000 bonus. They have it to file. The public schools all over the country have their federal funding mainly tied to having 98%, you look this up, of the kids, quote, up on their shots. That's why they pressure. And they know it's full of poison. They know it doesn't protect you. They know it's a garbage. None of it's real. None of it. Yes, you can create a classic vaccine for a particular pathogen and teach somebody how to defeat it, but with the process and how they make it, it causes all sorts of other problems. Whatever you grow the viruses in and then radiate them, or however you, you know, decouple them or make them weaker or deactivate them, your body then has an immune response to that. And it goes on and on and on and on. But Kennedy's saying, look, we're getting rid of the mercury. We're getting rid of the mRNA. If you still want a classic real vaccine, we will still have them where we have attenuated viruses and radiated viruses. And if you want to go get them, you can still have them. And those do work to a certain extent, except all the side effects. You grow that virus in peanuts, you're going to have a peanut allergy. This is how it works, people. Well, they're saying, oh, we're going to give people shots with a vaccine, the WEF said a few years ago, that make you allergic to beef. All they got to do is grow the virus on beef, folks. And most people will never be able to eat beef again. And they're proposing that. Do you understand that? They sterilize women with the tetanus shots. That's the whole story. Here's Kennedy talking about it, where he plays this good cop back. Okay, we're banning everything, basically. But you could come out with old classic ones if we approve it and test it and make sure it's safe, which it's not. Here it is.
But right now, we're developing a universal vaccine at NIH, which is a vaccine that addresses the entire phylum of viruses. And so it's a vaccine that mimics natural immunity. And it is effective against any kind of mutation. So it doesn't drive the virus to mutate. And it could be effective. We believe it's going to be effective against not only coronaviruses, but also flu. And it's going to be a much safer and much more effective vaccine.
I think he was on Anderson Cooper. I'm going from memory. We need to file this new report on it. And I knew what it was when he said it like 5 years ago. But Gates goes, oh, if you think this virus is bad, the terrorists are about to mass produce a weapon. And there's about to be these terrorists that are going to hit us. And people went, what does that mean? And I just knew. And I went, they're going to give people this COVID shot. It's going to mass mutate the viruses. And he knows that's what's going to kill a bunch of people, which it was the second variant did. Almost killed Rob Dew. He's in great shape. Almost killed my dad. Hit me like a ton of bricks. And the terrorist is us. See? They give us the shot, we mutate it, we're the terrorists, and we attack. These, I got their number, folks. I got their ass. Owen Schroyer takes over with the War Room. I'll be back tomorrow live, 2 p.m. with an emergency Saturday transmission. God bless you all.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things, and their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP. And it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it. And like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1. It's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle. And it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue. And this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning. Next level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here. Look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 at 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food. Stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones